Online Podcast 132. Hello.
Hello. Hello all. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Online Podcast. You're listening to Online Podcast, and this is me, John Ong, talking to you. I want to say hello and welcome to all of you new listening to Online Podcast. And just a quick introduction, I am John Ong. I am from Malaysia. I was born in Malaysia and raised in Malaysia. Came to the United States about 10 years ago and for school, and then found a job here, or graduated, found a job, and currently now residing in the United States of America. And that is, in a nutshell, my background, and you get to hear all sorts of stuff around me, things that I like, things that I hate, things that we'll be talking about hatred in a bit, and all those good stuff, and welcome, welcome. Now, of course, I especially want to say thank you to the ladies from Eat This Hot Crap. Wait, hang on, I need to turn down my other computer's audio because it's giving me this bang noise. I want to say thank you to all the ladies over at the Feast... Eat This Hot Show. Because of one of the episodes that they invited me to be the guest host at Eat This Hot Show. And because of that, I have several new listeners. And off the top of my head, I couldn't quite remember. Oops. I couldn't remember who. But we'll go into that in a bit, too, when we go visit the acupuncture map. So thank you to all of you new listeners. And I want to quickly go to my beloved acupuncture map and tell you who's new on my acupuncture map. For those of you who do not know what my acupuncture map is, that's how I call my Frapper map, which is a map where you can stick a needle into my... Oh my god, they just changed it! Now the map is on the right-hand side. This Frapper is like, it keeps updating itself, and I couldn't quite keep up with it. And I want to see who's new on the list. Oh my gosh, we have 63 people on the list now. Did I hit record? Yes, I did. Oh my god. I do double recording too, just in case it crashes or anything. So to recap who's new on the list, we have, I may have some overlap too. I want to say hi again to Brad from Chicago. Hello. And of course, oh, this is the person that I have to thank. How can I almost forget him? Lee. Mr. Cutie Lee from Canada, another listener from Canada, British Columbia, Canada. Ooh, a kind of hottie too. So if you want to see, go to map.onlinepodcast.com or just go to onlinepodcast.com, and on the right top right corner, there's a Frapper Map link on that little corner. Click on that. It will bring you to my Frapper Map, aka my acupuncture map, and go stick a needle on my map. And I want to say a very, very heartfelt and much appreciated thank you to Lee for not only listening to the show and stick a needle on my map, but also generously donated for Online Podcast as well. And as you know, this show is really totally my hobby, and I did put up a donation link, and if you have a few bucks, as Wonder Wisdom would say, go stick a few bucks in the virtual G-string. Wonder Wisdom says it, not me. But yeah, and I really, really appreciate it. No matter how much you donate to my little tip jar, I very, very much appreciate all that. Because I know it's money that you earn hard, and you... There are so many ways that you can do that, and if you choose to drop a few bucks in my donation bin, I'm just so appreciative. So thank you again, Lee, Not only are you gorgeous on the picture, you're also very generous. And I mean it. You are generous with the donation. Thank you so much. And I know for those of you... For those of you who didn't know what I was talking about, there's a donation link on online podcast somewhere in there. If you can find it, and if you want to donate, you can do so. Oh, and I want to say hi to Troy another time because he heard himself and he wrote, oh yeah, you asked me about my phone number. I'll email you my phone number in a bit. Maybe I'll have you on my show as well. Tangent. I have asthma attack. So in case if you hear all this little wheezing noise that you hear every once in a while, please forgive me. I forgot to take my medication this morning, and I have a singing commitment this morning. And I left, and then I realized I was having this tiny attack, which is really not too bad. It's just that, you know, my chest is a little tight, and so I just took my medication, and hopefully it will clear up. But thank you again, Lee from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And also to another UK listener, Steve, let's just leave it at Steve. But I guess you put your name on the map, you probably wouldn't mind your name out there since you have a podcast yourself. Steve from Wales, United Kingdom. Swansea, is that how you say it? Excuse me, at least I moved away from the microphone. I burped. Talking about burping, right? I ate a big, humongous, giganto meal this afternoon with the person. Next person on my Frapper map is Eric, whom I know in real life because he is my boyfriend. No, he is my brother's boyfriend, Eric. And yes, my brother's also gay. No, we haven't touched that issue. Maybe I should have my brother on the show and talk about that too. I had a big meal with my brother and Eric, and we, at the end of the meal, I was already full because we had appetizer, and talking about food, I'm excited. We had appetizer, deep fried mushroom stuffed with cheese. And as you know, I don't stop myself from eating yummy food. All I do right now is exercise, just like 5 minutes a day, but it's better than nothing. I just started that last week too. I haven't done my 15 push-ups today yet, but I will go back in doing it. And tomorrow you'll probably get a new segment on exercising. I don't know what now. Maybe sit-ups, I think. Oh, I hate sit-ups. But, you know, it's all very well produced by our Andrew, beloved Andrew. And so it will get me going. So what I would advise you to do is, I know tangent, what I would advise you to do is actually collect all those Andrew's segment and actually put it in a special folder on your iTunes or whatever, your music listening device or your computer, and then play those. Like, you know, right now we have the push-ups, and then maybe tomorrow you collect the, the other one, the sit-ups, and then you'll do those all together. And as you know, 5 minutes a day will slowly add up. In a few weeks, you'll be doing a lot more exercises than last week. Like, I didn't do anything at all last week. And my weight report. Oh, gosh. I haven't finished up my map yet. My weight report last week, I think I was like 101 pound, and 102, 101 was my weight. And I thought I lost weight, but the other day when I stepped on the scale, I was still 190.8 pounds. So it's... Of course, I didn't lose any weight, but I would. It probably won't come that quickly. I just gonna have to keep working on it, and I don't want to like be fixated on the weight. I like just like listenership on your podcast. You know, I just don't want to be fixated on that. And let's move on to the next person. I think this person's new on the list. It is Mr. Duncan from. Hey, how do you even read that? It's from Outer Harbor, from Malta. Hello, Mr. Malta, and with a Chinese last name. So if you want to go see his name, just go to my acupuncture map. And welcome, Duncan. How did you find out the show? I would like to hear from you. Any of you, actually. And of course, you know, welcome to all the other old and mature guests. No, I'm kidding. All this, the regulars. Oh, so I'm full. I'm very full. And so that's why I won't be doing my push-ups as of yet. And, of course, our beloved Satus. For those of you, you probably remember a while back, I talked about a listener, a French listener who is currently in Geneva. Did you hear that? My wheezing. From Geneva, asking me several questions because he heard my show. Well, the show that as a guest on Eat This Hot Show, and I kind of joke about eating cats and dogs. And so he was asking me several questions, one of them being, do you really eat cats and dogs? No, I don't. And so he wrote me back, and he talked about, well, if you want to go check it out, maybe all of you, I encourage all of you to go to show number 131, title, Jello Jello, Where Are You? Go to that episode and look at the comment section. And it's a comment posted by Satu. Okay, I'll come back to Satu later. Let's like jump off to another tangent again. How about that? I was going to tell you, I had this long ass burp, like this whole, it's not one big long burp, it's just like a series of burps. And it just went on for, I swear, for at least 20 seconds. I'm so sorry. It's probably very gross. No, maybe not that long. Maybe about 8 to 10 seconds. So I was exaggerating, but about 10 seconds of this long burp while I was doing my sound test. And I'm so glad that it's out of the way. You know, I still am a little gassy. So let's go back to our French listener from Geneva. So he wrote a bunch of response to the answer that I gave him, as well as some new questions that he posted on the comment section of show 131, Jello Jello, Where Are You? Now, some of them, you know, he's very French and he's writing in English, and some of them I couldn't quite make out what he means. So I encourage you to please, if you can, go over there and read it and let me know which one you are like, you know, if it's too, if you can translate that for me. I mean, some of them I can understand, some of them I just couldn't quite make it out. So hopefully with a few readings later, I may be able to find out what this really is. But he was saying that, oh yeah, he asked me if I did the opening theme song myself, and you know, I said yes, and he said, congratulations, like congratulations, really, he said that, about your beautiful voice of your jingle. Thank you. Thank you very much. And now this is the part that I have no idea what he's talking about. You have a great voice. Send me text spoke or abstract song I'll remix. Does he mean, do you mean, okay, Situs, if you don't mind me clearing this up, do you mean that if I can give you just my vocal track so that you can do a remix on that? Is that what you mean? So let me know, or all the other listeners as well, just so you know, if you know what it actually means, please let me know. And he says that there are many dogs in Portugal, I guess it's Geneva, so come here and he'll show me how to cook them. Oh my god! No, I love dogs. This whole kidding business about cats and dogs should stop. Maybe not. And then, yeah, send me an AIFF file, a WAV file, here remix, I guess, you know. It's answer number 3, so I have to go revisit and see what question he asked me. But anyway, so if you know, just clarify. And and then what does he say? I don't want to spend too much time on this, blah, blah, but I do have to go through all that. I'm going to kill myself. Oh, you have a boy. Yes, I do have a boyfriend. Don't kill yourself. I appreciate you as a listener as well. We can still be friends, but I do have a boyfriend of 8 years coming up. In a few more, just a couple more months, it will be 8 years. And yeah, still very much in love. Very much so. And yeah, and there's several things that I just don't want to go through. There's too many things, blah blah blah, he says. So anyway, Right? Oh, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. I'm still reading it. And, he's asking me. Okay, then, new questions. He asked me to give a kiss to Madge Weinstein because he heard that Madge lost her lover, Gussie, just about a month ago. And actually, I'll be seeing Madge soon, sometime in March. I'll be seeing Madge, hopefully, and we will meet up and I will pass the message to you, Situ. So don't worry. And what do you wear at night? Oh my God. What do I wear at night? It depends. No, I do not wear depends at night. No, it depends. If typically, I usually just don't wear anything at night. Is this too personal? Oh my gosh, all my personal friends are like screaming now. Ah, no, I don't want to know this. It's too much detail. Too much detail. But yeah, typically I don't wear anything. I guess my birthday suit is the answer. And the blue spot, blah, blah, blah. Okay, then he asked me to go to his website. And kisses from Portugal. Thank you so much, Citus. Thank you for the comment. And of course, you are welcome to leave me any comment at all. Just go to onlinepodcast.com, leave some comments. That's that burp. Guessy. And also, I just ate. Don't laugh at me. I just ate. And you know, typically you have a meal and then sit down, you relax, and you think that, oh, now it's a good time to do a show. And I always do that after I eat. That's why I burped a whole lot. And thank you. And you can also call in to leave a voice message at 206-888-JOHN and leave me a voice comment. And I would like to just, you know, go through, you know, there's one thing. I'm just clicking on my Gmail to see if there's anything. I would like to, and thanks for the comment too, Eric, by the way. I want to kind of touch on the issue. This morning, as some of you may know, I am a Catholic, and I talk about this over Christmas that, you know, how can you be a Catholic and be gay at the same time? And we all know with this new Pope, and with this administration, the whole environment is not necessarily very friendly toward gay people, toward people who are different, really. And I oftentimes contemplated or not whether I should be in the church because of how the a section of the church, how the church is treated, the church in general is treating us, the gay people, well, us and gay people and, you know, frustrated people too, I guess. I mean, straight people would be, you know, if you have a gay friend, if you listen to the show, obviously you probably care or you connect with me, and therefore you know somebody who is gay and who is in the Catholic Church. And, you know, we feel like the castaway child, the outcast. And I recently, last year, really, we have a new bishop, and the bishop, I'm not just, you know, passing casual judgment, but I know that this bishop is different from the previous bishop. I don't want to get into too much detail. I will eventually, but not today, because we don't have too much time, but this is not the point, but I just kind of want to set it up a little bit for you. So, if the bishop's very conservative, and it's very different from the previous bishop, like I said. And so the environment is pretty hostile, not physically, but, you know, mentally, you know, there's a whole lot of things that is just not in agreement with the gay community, especially the gay community inside the church community. So there's not such a good feeling coming from the bishop. And I periodically sing for the cathedral. I am involved because I'm a singer, so most of you would know that. And I also cantor at my church. Cantor means, you know, like lead the singing and the prayer, blah, blah, blah.
And I am involved with the cathedral activities quite a bit. Like, not all the time, but every once in a while, they would get me to go sing at churches and different churches and mass, and that is anything that has that's under the control of the Kansas City diocese. And I was at this one of the singing events. We have three coming up. We have three this week. One I've already just finished this morning. This is Saturday, actually. I'm doing the show ahead of time because I know I'll be busy. So, you know, who wins the Oscars? Woo, yay, oh, gay movies, blah, 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 yay, woo, whoever wins.
But
that's exactly how I feel. Sorry, it just came out. That's exactly how I feel about all this buzz about gay movies in the Hollywood. So, being gay and knowing about some of the facts about this new sort of, you know, the new administration here in the Kansas City area. And, you know, I have the freedom of talking about this because, you know, if I have any problem, I don't have any problem if they kick me out of the church. I don't have any problem about that because I know that I am special. I know that I am a gift, and I know that nobody will take away from what I have, which is my sexuality, my relationship with the higher power, higher being, God or whatever. Nobody can take away from that. So I'm very comfortable with that. They kick me out of the church. It doesn't mean anything to me because I don't need to have a blessing of one person to be who I am today. Because of that, I was building up a whole lot of anger and disappointment. Well, it started with disappointment and then slowly progress as situations getting worse. Everything, like people, not people, but the administration, the government, starting from the government, and then the Vatican, and, you know, with a new pope that you know, have, you know, pretty much, you know, being hated, you know. You are in a family, and if your parents hate you, I mean, how happy can you be, right? So I'm pretty much in that situation. I would talk about that. If you either choose to leave the household or you stay in the household to educate your parents who are hating you. Luckily, I don't have that kind of parents. I have loving parents, wonderful loving parents. And, you know, that molds who I am today. The religion that I follow, I grew up with, molded how I am today. So I cannot just say, oh, I'm out of here. Well, just me personally, you can do what you want. And because of all those negativities that's coming from all aspects, and I think it's partially very unfair also, but, you know, if you are a bigot, I learned this listening to other shows. If you are a bigot, you are a bigot. And if you don't like gay people, if you don't like gay people because they are gay, you are a bigot. And it doesn't matter. It does not matter what you may. Okay. It doesn't matter whether or not you know a gay person, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. If you do not support, or if you support the whole gay amendment thing in this country, you are a bigot. And I don't know, does that sound hateful? I don't hate you if you are, and, you know, I'm probably preaching to the choir. Those people who are listening to this probably think the same as I do. But I also think if this message goes out to people, in case it drop into somebody's ear, I want you to know that if you do not support equal rights for us, the gay people, you are a bigot. I don't care how many gay friends you have. If you choose to support the Marriage Amendment Act, whatever, you are a bigot. I'm sorry, but you are. If you say that you're not, then you don't understand. You have double standards, because I am just a human being as you are. And that is something that politically, the politicians utilize those passionate, those controversial issues to get you to vote for them. You think they really care? No, they know that would get your vote. And therefore, they find gay issues, gay adoption, gay marriage, and make that into an issue. And there's also the second level of it that is in the church, or in people in general. If you know a gay person, if you can put a gay face, if you have a face to put to the word homosexuals, if you have a face to put to the word transgender, if you have a face to see when you think about the word gay, I bet you will think and do differently. But there are also the double standard of, oh, you know, my brother's friend is gay, or I'm very good friends with this gay people, but do you support the gay amendment? In the Constitution amendment of defining what a marriage is, so that gay people will never, or hard ever, to get equal rights, you know, get married and also get the same rights. I pay taxes, but I don't get to marry the person I love for 8 years. So that is inequality. And if you support inequality for gay people, no matter how many gay friends you have, you are a bigot. Because the root of the problem that you support, that is because you don't want us to have the same right as you do. Or as you. So, because of all those coming from the government, coming from the church, all those hatred toward us, that is causing me to easily respond it with more hatred. So I hated the bishop. Here I said it. That's for you, the bishop. I hated you. Now see, I use a past tense. I hated him. When I see him, can you imagine that, being in church singing, supposed to be, you know, prayerful and all that? And when I see him, it disappoints me, and it gets me to be angry, and I feel hate in me. Until this morning. I know we're running out of time. Until this morning, I saw him, and then it struck me. It struck me so vividly. I was sitting there on the pews. I look at him. This is before the whole service starts. I look at him and I realize, oh my God, I am reacting to exactly how I was being treated. A lot of, no matter whether you admit it or not, no matter what your support, your reasoning is, if you don't like me because I'm gay, if you don't accept me because of the fact that I'm gay, because I like another man, that is hate. The root of it is hate. And here I am talking about, you know, love, 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 love. What did I do? I reacted with the easiest form of reaction, which is to hate back. And so I did. And until this morning, I was hating him. And now when I see, like, that one second, when I see him now, I see him. And I am hopeful now that no matter whether he's going to change or not, the moment I pick away the hatred, the whole situation changed. And I'm more hopeful, and I think I've gained more power because of that. Because I was using so much energy to hate that I could have been using those energy to react without being hateful. What I'm trying to say here is, it's not like if I stop hating him, doesn't mean that I would let him do whatever hateful things to us. No, I will not do that. And the energy that I get is out of educating, it's out of the passion that comes from me is out of love. And it changes the whole impact. It gives me more hope and it gives me more energy to fight along our own right in this country as well as in this church. And I want you to think about this. And this is just for me, you know, you may choose how you want to react to this. You may scream and yell. And I think you have to have the motivation. But I think to motivate yourself with hatred energy is not the answer, at least not for me. So I've picked out the hatred and I'm filling that hole with the energy of love to push for changes. Doesn't mean that you have to be a coward in the church. Doesn't mean that you have to be a coward in this country by not voicing your opinion, because being opinionated or having your own opinion about the government means that you are you're not a patriot. That is stupid. You know, I think being patriotic is being able to voice, having the freedom to voice your own opinion. And so I want you to take out the hate. Think about it. Think about picking out the hate to see if you are driving the energy to change. Are you driving that energy with hate, or are you driving the energy with love? If you are driving the energy with hatred, sometimes if you take out the hate and fill that with love and use that, because it requires a whole lot to hate. People who hate, people who are, do not like gay people like us, use a lot of energy. I mean, you can see in their eyes, and I feel bad for them. And so, of course, the very easy response is to react the same way, hate them back. But for me, as I have this moment of enlightenment, and that is to take out the hate and push it with love. And it works for me, at least for now. And it's a journey. The show is a journey of my life, and you get to follow along when I make mistakes, like how I hated. And you get to see, maybe this enlightenment, it's all bullshit. Who knows? But it is working for me. And so I am just documenting it. Maybe some of you can connect. And I'm sure you can relate to this issue outside of your world, outside of my world as well. I just think that it's quite a moment for me this morning, and it makes everything so much more hopeful. If we lose hope, where else can we get the hope from, if not from within us? I'm talking about gay people. It is very easy to lose hope in this environment. I know that, because everybody just seemed to, you know, the whole political environment, you know, let's pick a gay issue so that people can support us. It is so blatantly ugly and vicious. Talk about gay adoption, talk about gay marriage, just to get the support of the Christians out there. Do you think that is Christian? Don't you think we should spend? Don't you think the government? Don't you think everyone in your church should spend more time talking about love rather than advocating hate? Don't you think you are wasting your energy on a gay issue, gay marriage? Instead of that, don't you think you can do more if you go out and help poor people? Look at how many poor people out there. When does the government help poor people? It is just so ugly. It is just so ugly. You know, use, you are being used if you are a Christian, and, you know, the politicians are now going out there and telling you to support them because they would stop gay marriage. How much damage will gay people getting married do to you, and how much can you do to healthcare to get dying people now with medical help? You are being blinded. Open up your eyes and see what's out there. And if you want to proclaim yourself as Christian, you might want to look at yourself whether or not you are practicing as a Christian. I didn't mean to turn the show into religion, but you know, it's part of my life. I just wanted to share that whole bishop experience with me. So I've taken out the hate. Boing. And hopefully, I am hopeful. I'm more hopeful after I've taken out the hate. So, go off into the world. And I haven't really talked much about my workout yet, but... I hated working out, but I've taken out the hate of working out also because I have the help from Andrew. And I'm going to be doing my 15 push-ups before tonight's singing session and continue to report back to you. And I want to thank you for listening, and I want to thank you for putting yourself on the acupuncture map of mine. And I hope that you will stay subscribed. Please write me online@gmail.com. And I hope that you'll come back and listen to us again on my next show on Thursday. You'll be getting a a post from Andrew this Thursday. So, I always play the closing song too early. I'm sorry, but anyway, once again, you can write me at online@gmail.com or just go to my website onlinepodcast.com, or you can also call me, even better, 206-888-JOHN. Thank you very much, and I will see you back here on Thursday with more of my life. Bye, everyone. Have a wonderful week, and I'll catch you later. Bye. Well, if you continue listening to this even after I say goodbye, then you have a little bonus back here, and I especially hope two of these guys actually are still listening, Ben and I forgot his name now, but I'm going to play their messages for you. And I realize, and I finish up the show in a hurry, and then I realize, because the show is long, but who cares, right? It's my own show. I have all the sayings. So I am going to play two voicemail messages that I received, and I feel like I should play it now because it's just the right time. So I'm going to play those couple of messages in a moment, but you know what? I finished the show and then I realized I forgot to say don't forget to smile. So how bad is that? So here's the voice messages that I would like you to take a listen to. There you go.
Hello, John. Well, I'm calling in to give you lesson number one on how to pronounce.
Okay, I'm going to pause it for a while. I need to turn up my volume. Okay, let's listen to this again. This is...
Hello, John. Well, I'm calling in to give you
Cedric.
Lesson number one on how to pronounce my name. It's actually quite easy, and I think you were actually right. My name is Cedric,
C-E-D-R-I-C,
from Philadelphia. Cedric is actually a French name. I was born over in France, and I came here when I was really young.
Kind of like Cedric.
I'm around 10 years old. But yeah, you were right, Cedric. And also, saya tahu bahasa Indonesia. Yeah,
ooh.
You know, bahasa Indonesia, bahasa Malaysia, sama-sama.
Aku faham bahasa Malaysia dan bahasa Indonesia.
Anyways, you're probably thinking, this guy is absolutely crazy.
Gila, can you?
Anyways, yeah, so now you know how to pronounce my name. And
Cedric.
John, I mean your name. And
Abba.
I wish you the best of luck for all your podcasts. And I will definitely be tuning in all the time.
Thank you.
and hearing
Whoops,
you burp.
Shit.
Actually, you burp quite often.
Oops.
Actually, you burp quite often. Listening to your podcast and hearing you burp. Actually, you burp quite often in your podcast. Anyways, good luck. And
thank you.
I will talk to you later.
Thank
Bye.
You, Cedric. Thank you. Sorry, I cut it off because, you know, I'm messing with the computer now. But thank you so much. And maybe one of these days I should be doing a show in Indonesian or in Bahasa Malaysia atau Bahasa Indonesia. Faham ka? Okay, baik. Sekarang ni kita orang akan play. Okay, we'll play the next message. This is from
Hello,
Brad.
Hello, John. This is Brad from Chicago.
Hi.
I heard that I was mentioned on your last podcast.
Okay, now I need to clarify this. What do you mean you heard that you were mentioned in my podcast? Do you not listen to my podcast and other people listen to the podcast for you? What does that mean? I mean, no offense if you... Because I don't expect you to listen to me all the time. You know, as long as you check me out every once in a while, it will be nice. It will be fun. It will be good. Because I don't listen to one show forever and ever. Yeah, I have several shows that I follow religiously. Yeah, even if you go away for a while, as long as you come back and check it out, it will be fine.
Cool thing that I was mentioned, and you said I look familiar.
Yes.
I might have sent you a picture in an email that I... I emailed you a couple months ago.
You may have.
The other thing could be, too, that I just turned 40, just like your hubby.
Yeah.
And we know that all us white guys look alike. Ha ha ha. Anyway.
Yes, you do. You know what? When I went to college, I remember seeing, going to classes and looking at all those guys and girls. And they're all... look alike. So don't feel bad if you feel like all Asians look alike. Like, as long as you take the time to go and get to know them, you'll find out they're all very different, right? As long as you don't stop at, if you don't think that they look alike is a fact, as long as you recognize that they all look alike is because you're not familiar with them, therefore they all look alike. And then if you move on from there and get to know more about them, then you'll be fine. So just don't stop at ignorance, but keep on learning.
Thanks. I enjoy your podcast, and I'll talk
Thank
to you.
You. Bye. Thank you so much. And I thought I would put...
Hello,
oops,
Jeff.
I just played that again. And, oh, everything is going on my computer. My backup is popping up, and oh my God. Anyway, no outgoing message, since this is like a little bonus Easter egg for you. As Lent is coming up, Easter egg for you. And if all of you missed this after that post, too bad. There's something else I was going to say, but I forgot what it was now. Anyway, bye. Don't forget to smile. Almost forgot to say that again.